Next item is subdivision 2006-60, Albert L. Joseph.
Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion for preliminary approval on this, unless if you gentlemen think that Mr. Gordy would differ with that opinion at this time. With that said, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-60 for Albert L. Jackson based upon the record and for the following reasons. Them being, one, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of four lots on 31.33 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. The proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. The proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions, and them being, A, any required stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. B, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. C, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County. And D, the agricultural use protection notice shall be included on the final site plan and in the deeds to each of the lots.
Second.
Question, please. Think of number three. The reference to the entrances.
It was all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements.
What was the next one?
Final site plan.
Subject to the review of the commission.
It was first was any required stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of state and county.
Yeah, typically it's then conservation district is going to look at that on an individual basis. They're going to require them to do a standard form for the construction.
I think that's why Mr. Smith said any required.
Yeah, we weren't.
The thing about you had the question, but it said commission. It didn't say the commission. It just said the county. Do you want this to come back to the commission or just through the staff?
Oh, on the final?
Yeah.
And I'll amend that to say approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
The commission, you want it to come back?
But it doesn't have to. I guess what you're saying is it could be preliminary and final.
It could be preliminary and let the staff do it.
It could be. He just said preliminary.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then I think what Mr. Smith needs to do is amend his motion, hopefully.
I'm subject to staff.
Yeah.
Based on those conditions.
And Mr. Gordy.
I think you're putting a motion on the floor and it gets a second and it passes, Mr. Gordy won't have to be concerned about it.
No, I'm asking a question because it could be final subject to staff. I don't think the commission needs to see it.
Yeah, add that as a final condition.
Isn't that what it says?
That as a friendly amendment.
Yeah. I'll reiterate that the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County staff.
Upon submission of all agency
approvals.
Mr. Johnson.
I second the amended motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend a preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-660 for Albert L. Joseph for the reasons stated and with final approval by the staff subject to receipt of all the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.